for a few years, haven't we? But the news coming, the news here. It is absolutely here. And, you know, just God is, we're just going to have an explosion, guys. Wait for the explosion of God's power and his anointing. It's going to happen. Are you ready? And we're saying that, Lord, I want the new wine, I want the new wine. You better make sure that you're ready for the new wine. Because there's an old wine skin won't take the new wine. So if you're an old wine skin, you better change and soften up. Allow God to, you know, to work on you, rub in the oil, soften up the old leather, okay? And so that you are ready for the new wine, because it's the time, totally the time. Well, downloading from God's glorious realm. Who wants a few downloads from heaven? Yeah, we all should. I do. I love the Lord so much. It's just, but there's more. I'm not satisfied. Are you yet? No, because I know there's more. I know there's way more. And so that's what I'm hanging out for every day, Lord, for the more, for what you're going to do. And, you know, if we've made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, we've already stepped from death to life, haven't we? And we've actually stepped into a, spiritually speaking, a glorious realm. That you need to think of that, that we are already in a glorious realm of God's glory, God's glorious realm, and we've got an inheritance. The moment we were born again, if you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, the moment you were born again is the moment that an inheritance was handed to you. Isn't that exciting? Do you know about that? I was just thinking, I'm going to read my, I don't know what they say. They used to say at the beginning of, they used to say like the Old Testament or in the New Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember that? New Testament, a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like his will and testament. You know, when somebody dies and they've put you in the will, you inherit whatever they've put in there. They said, when I die, you're going to inherit everything that I own. I might outlast you, Wayne. Yeah. But that's what happens, isn't it? You know, you're written in the will and whatever. They said, you're going to get the inheritance. You get the whole lot. When I die, all that I own, all that I have is yours. When Jesus died, all that he has is yours. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, all that he has, all that he owns, can you believe that? We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All that he owns, all that he has is ours. Isn't that amazing? Now, you know, it's so hard to get really to get your head around there. It's big. It's bigger than what you think. We think, oh, yes, you know, I've got an inheritance. When I get to heaven, I'll get my inheritance. Hey, he died. He's already died. So he's not waiting for you to die. You don't get the, you know, when your parents die or something, they don't say, well, when you die, you'll get my inheritance, do they? It's when they die. When Jesus died, we got his inheritance for now on this earth to use on this earth to enjoy the wonders of what he has died for us for. And that's what we need to get a grasp of, guys. We've got to. It's time to. So we've got an inheritance. In Romans 8, 16 and 17, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Woohoo! That's powerful. You're a joint heir with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty One, the one who defeated Satan, stripped him of all his power. That's who we're a joint heirs with. Yeah. Stir yourselves up in your most holy faith, guys. We've got to stir ourselves up and just realize what has done for us. You know, there are two realms. We've got the physical realm and the spiritual realm. And too often we're living in the physical, natural realm, aren't we? We've got to learn to live in that spiritual realm. Because in God's glorious realm, that's where we should be living. That's where we draw down, download the blessings of God, is in that place. Not in this natural place, but in that place. So that's what I'm aiming for. And that's what you're aiming for, isn't it? But heaven, you know, the realm I'm talking about is God's, where God is, his heavenly realm. And that's where we draw from. Because that's where the blessings of God are, waiting to be downloaded. His benefits, all his benefits, all these blessings and a wonder and all these glorious things that God has for us, we are to download them from God's heavenly realm. And it's not hard. Hopefully by the end of this, you'll think, this is not too hard. Yes, I can do this. Say, I can do this. I can download from God's glorious realm. That went a bit flat. Okay. All right, let's try that again. I can download from God's glorious realm all that he has for me. So be it. Yeah. So that's exciting, isn't it? So if you are a child of God, it says in Colossians 1:13 that he has delivered us from the power of darkness or the realm of darkness, and he's conveyed us or transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. That's the heavenly realm. We're transferred there already. Spiritually, you're in that place. You're seated where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're already seated there. So that's where we're going to get the benefits of God, the blessings of God, the healing anointing of God. Everything you need, provision, abundance, peace, wholeness, love, grace, whatever you need. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to skip a few things here. It says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We could say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and my Father. He's my Father. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ and my Father, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places or in the realms, the heavenly realm, the glorious realm of God in Christ. And, you know, I mean, years ago I used to think, oh, yeah, sort of they're all up there. And you sort of think, yeah, when I'll get there, I'll get them. But no, that's not what God is saying. He has blessed us. He said he has blessed us. So it's a done thing with every spiritual blessing. And we are to draw those blessings into this natural realm. They're no use to you sitting up in heaven, are they? You know, he's not waiting for you to die so you can actually experience freedom, justice, healing, provision. No, we need it here. When we get to heaven, we don't have to provide. It's all provided for us. It's for now. He wants us to bring down from his glorious realm what we need here on this earth. Is that hard? It's easy, isn't it? So everything we need to live a victorious life is in that realm. And we just need to tap into it. We need to download it. You know, if any of you know, got a computer, you know about downloading, don't you? Is it hard? Just press a button. Just press a button. We just need to know what button to press. We're going to download from God, from his provision. All right, so everything that Christ died for is yours. Everything. He died to give us an inheritance. And we download it by faith. Okay, by faith, not by faith. Okay, but either way it works. And in Hebrews 11:1 it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for; it's the evidence of things not seen. So faith gives substance to those things that you hope for, and it makes it evident in your life. The things that you can't see yet become evident in your life. They're not meant to remain where you can't see them, where there's no evidence. They become evident in your life where you can see them, those things that you're downloading from heaven. Thank you. Okay, so hope is not a wishful thinking either. With negative overtones, or I'm just wishing and hoping that might happen. Hopeless, stop that. It's expectant. Hope is the joyful expectation of something that is coming or is about to happen. And then that gives faith something to work with. So when you've got that excitement, something like we're singing about, something is going to happen. The evidence is all around, and we say, yes. And then faith brings that into this place. Your faith. All of you have faith. When you were born again, you were given a measure of faith. And then how do you increase it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So get the word in your heart and, you know, standing on that word, believing what God has said. So faith takes hold of that hope and it will pull it into this natural realm. It will give substance to it. You know, we're not believing for something that doesn't exist. That would be stupid. Everything we need is in heaven. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We are believing, we're using our faith for something that does exist. We just can't see it, but it exists in the heavenly realm. And we can bring it into this natural realm. And faith downloads it. That's your button, okay? Say, faith is the button for my download from heaven. Yeah. Okay, so healing is available in God's glorious realm. Because it says, by Jesus' stripes we have, or it says, by whose stripes you have been healed. Have been, past tense. So if you have, you are. So you are healed. God says, download, you need healing, download it. You know, say, Lord, I receive that. I receive what you said on your word as truth. And it says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God are no and may be. Are you sure? No? Many believers, they think they're all promises of God are may be, no, you know. No, all God's promises are what?
Yes.
And yeah. What does amen mean? So be it. That settles it. All God's promises are yes and so be it to the glory of God through us. That's good, isn't it? So if you have been healed, you are. If you have been, if it says you have been healed, then you are. Okay? Thank you, Lord. I am healed. I've been standing on that word this week. I am healed. And I am. And the evidence is nearly there. It's improved, okay? So the evidence is there. So we just need to claim it. We take our inheritance. That's my inheritance. Healing is your inheritance, isn't it? Healing is your inheritance. Provision and abundance is your inheritance. Peace is your inheritance. Your family being blessed is your inheritance. You know, blessed are the seed of the righteous. That's your inheritance. If you don't see it happening, download it. Say, I need to download, God. I need to download that promise. I need it evident here in this natural realm. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. I love that. That settles it. Psalm 119:18. Forever, always, 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 your word is settled in heaven. Whatever is God's promised, it's settled. As far as God's concerned, it's settled in heaven. It's settled up there. Okay? For you to download. Okay. So it's through faith in his promises that we are downloading what is real in the unseen realm into this natural physical realm. You know, even scientists are saying that the unseen realm is more real than the seen realm. It's thanks to all that quantum science, physics stuff. And they know that there are things which cannot be seen by the natural eye, but they are as real as the natural seen things. And, you know, actually, if they read Genesis 1, they would have known that. It's a shame they don't believe the Bible, isn't it? All the answers are there. They think they're so clever. You know, we're finding this out, that out. Hey, read the Bible, you'd be way beyond that. You'll be way beyond that. You know, when God spoke the world into existence from something that didn't exist, he spoke it from the spiritual realm into this and made and created a natural realm. Everything that we see came from a spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is the greater substance, and it was brought. From that came this earth, this place, you and me. We came from there. Our spirits came from heaven, but our bodies came from this natural earth. Isn't that right? But this natural earth and mankind came from God. So God spoke this world into existence. It says in Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Do you get that? Do you want me to read it again? Okay. By faith, we understand that the worlds, this is this world and all the, you know, select all the stars and things, all the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So we've got to remember, okay, this world came from something that was not visible. So that doesn't mean you can't get things from God just because you can't see them. All God's promises are yes and amen. It settles it. As far as God is concerned, forever, O Lord, he said. Forever, my word is settled in heaven. Just remember that. My word is forever settled in heaven. So God spoke this world into existence, and he gave substance to it through faith. By faith, it says. He had to use faith. Isn't that amazing? Because faith comes from God. He, by faith, he spoke it into existence. He spoke into out of the unseen realm, and his faith gave substance to this physical realm. And it works the same for us. We're of our Father in heaven, aren't we? And, you know, Satan's, you know, they're always trying to work things out, assuming that everything exists without a creator. Pretty hard to do that. Pretty hard to figure that out. They came up with evolution, which makes no sense at all. Because there still had to be a beginning of something, didn't it? Something. You can't make something out of nothing. Something had to be there. So if something had to be there, who put it there? So, you know, they just, scientists can be clever but dumb at the same time. But you get a Christian scientist, they got it all. So that's the trouble. Scientists, they don't believe that there's actually a powerful and intelligent being, far more intelligent than they could ever be. But not only that, he is also a loving God, a creator. He loves. He created because of love. We exist because of love. Everything he made comes from a heart of love. Mankind mucked it up, of course. The enemy, the devil helped, but there we go. Now, scientists now know empty is not empty. They used to talk about this where there's nothing, and then now they know there is no such thing as an empty space. Isn't that funny? For even in empty spaces, there are active particles, and there are sounds, and there are frequencies. Even out there, out in space, there's no space. There's no nothing. Nothing is empty. It's got something in it because God is the creator. God spoke out light and he spoke out life. And so there never can be an empty space where nothing exists because God's very essence is in creation. Everything that he is. You know, everything created, we're having a wee science lesson here. Is that okay? I did like science. In fifth form, I loved science. Didn't like it so much when it all split up into three. But anyway, if everything created is made up of atoms, you know that? Just nod. Even if you didn't know that, just say yes so you don't look dumb. Everything created is made up of atoms, okay? And they used to think that was the smallest particle that you could find until they split it. And then they found it had protons, neutrons, and electrons. And they thought they were the smallest particles. And now they've found out that protons and neutrons are made up of three quarks each. Say quark. Quark. It's Q-U-A-R-K. It's amazing, isn't it? They're within something. So, and an interesting thing about atoms, they're always moving and scattering, and they can't be measured, with one exception. I love this. Only when a conscious observer decides to look at an atom, they make a conscious decision, will an atom appear in a particular place where it can be measured. Now figure that one out. A scientist said, obviously a Christian scientist said, ask a quantum scientist about the measurement problem and see the fear on their face. I love that. You know, this whole world was made for mankind. And with mankind originally came dominion. Remember, they were given, Adam and Eve were given dominion in all the earth. But when man fell, sin and all came, sin, when he fell into sin, everything changed. Earth suffered the effects of sin. And that brought decay. It brought decay and chaos to creation itself. But the good news is, okay, I like good news, don't you? In Romans 8, 19:21, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creation, so creation itself is earnestly expecting something to happen. It's earnestly expecting something to happen. It's waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. That's you and me. That's what they're eager for, us to be revealed as a son of God, walking and talking and acting as a son of God like Jesus did. Didn't he say that the works that I do will you do also? But greater works. So we're in that greater work time. Verse 20, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, it didn't want it, wasn't its fault, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. There's coming in this kingdom time when you're going to see things happen where even creation itself is going to change. Because we're going to start walking as sons and daughters of Almighty God. Now, this is my theory. I believe those atoms stop to see if this is a revealing of one of the sons of God. I reckon that Adam has stopped. Okay, they're watching intently to say, is this a revealed son of God? Because all creation is eagerly awaiting. I love that. Oh, I thought it was exciting. Anyway, I thought it was a good theory. Okay. And you know, this is why Jesus could speak to the storms. It's why he could say, you know, stretch out your arm, and an arm and hand grew out. It's why, you know, why the wind and the sea obeyed him, because atoms respond to the voice of a son of God, of the Son of God. And then they will respond to our voice if we are filled with the life and power of Almighty God. Isn't that right? Because we're made up of atoms. Bodies are made up of atoms. So we can speak to the atoms to do what they have to do and to be healed and to be whole in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Satan's now also though there is a protein cell, and some of you may about this, it's found in every living thing, which literally holds everything together. It's like glue, it holds everything together. And we're going to have put something up on the screen. Without this protein cell, everything would fall apart. And there's the protein cell. As a drawing of it, what does it look like? The cross? Doesn't God reveal himself in everything? Even a little tiny, tiny protein cell. And we got that other one. Did you get? Look at that. Isn't that amazing? And it's got all those words. That's A chain, B2 chain. Can't read. Interaction binding, cell binding, allergen binding. Anyway. Isn't that amazing? God reveals himself in everything. Now, let me read the scripture. Colossians 1:17 says, and he is before, Jesus Christ is before all things, and in him, Jesus Christ, all things consist, or all things are held together. Isn't that brilliant? God knew that years, thousands of years ago, that all things consist or hold together through him. And that protein thing is the thing that holds everything together. Isn't that amazing? And it's shaped like a cross. So God just, you know, he outdoes them all. He's amazing. So when Jesus settled our redemption on the cross, when he paid the price for our sin of every generation, he said, all authority is given to me, both in heaven and earth. And then he delegated that authority to the believer. All authority in heaven and in earth. And he said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. Over all his works. It says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest or revealed that he might destroy the works of the devil. Let me ask you, did he complete that job before he went back to heaven? No. Good sort of, I know what you, by faith. He destroyed his power, but he's waiting for his body to put to destroy all his works, because we still see his works. We see sickness. We see disease. We see mental illness. We see poverty. We see lack. All of these things, they are the works of the enemy. And so you and I are the ones, for this purpose, you have been manifested. This purpose that you could say, this is the purpose that Nolan and Albert came to this earth, that they might destroy the works of the devil. Yeah. That's the reason you have been brought to this earth, so that you can destroy the works of the devil, because Jesus has stripped him of his power so that we can take authority over that. And so that we are the ones who are going to bring change into this earth in this time. Do you get that? You believe that?
Yes.
Good. If you haven't got it yet, listen to these things. Read the scriptures over and over again, or listen to messages over and over again till you get it. Sometimes our head is slow. Our spirit man might receive it, but it takes a while for it to register in the old head. Isn't that right? So we've been handed the authority in heaven and earth. Why heaven? Why? Because it's there that we draw the blessings. We draw down the blessings of healing, of freedom, of justice, salvation, provision, peace, whatever. We have authority to do this. And we are to download these unseen promises, the things which are invisible by to the natural eye, but they absolutely exist. They're real. Healing is real. It exists. And we download these into the physical realm, and when we do this, we bring glory to God. Amen?
Amen.
So we're meant to be faith people. So I'm a faith person. I live by faith in the Son of God. Yeah. So we live by faith. For without it says it's impossible to please God. So we've got to have faith, don't we? If we want to please God, it says that in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. Isn't that great? He wants to reward us for faith. How amazing. He gives us faith. He says, now if you use that, I'm going to reward you. See, God is amazing. So he wants us to use our faith, to take what he's got in his hand. And it says that your right hand are pleasures forevermore. He has blessings upon blessings to give. That was Psalm 16:11. So are there conditions to the promises? And to receiving the promises, well, they always have to be received by faith. We can't get away from faith. We have to have faith to receive the promises. Whatever it is, we need faith to do that. And we need, if we know a thing to do, we need to do it. If you know that God has said a thing in his word and you're not doing, you need to do it. Simple word, obedience. It's like, oh, no, you don't have to be obedient anymore. Hey, come on. If you love God, you want to please him, don't you? You want to do what he says in his word. We want to live like he says in his word. Isn't that right? We want to live holy lives. We want to live faith-filled lives. We want to live in a way that pleases God. It says in 1 John 3:21, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And so, you know, the enemy knows if there's darkness in us, he knows. He's just got to laugh at us. But if our heart doesn't condemn us, because, our spirit man will, if he knows we're not doing something right, and, your heart knows, you're trying to, your head tries and says, no, just ignore it, it's okay. Keep doing that. Just hold on to the offense, hold on to unforgiveness, that's okay. No, it's not okay. If we're going to have faith that works, we've got to let it go. Let it go. Any offense, any unforgiveness, let it go. It's for your benefit. You see, you don't know what they did. Doesn't matter, let it go. Because it will only hold you in bondage longer. You gotta let it go for your own good. And for faith to work, we've got to walk in love, maintain a love walk. What does it say in Galatians 5:6? It says that faith works through love. So we've got to make sure we walk, maintain our love walk, learn to forgive people, bless people, love people. It's hard sometimes. It's hard sometimes. We've got to love people. Got to be like God, you know, like Jesus, don't we? Say, well, I'll try and love that person. But, you know, it's amazing if you think, well, Lord, things have made them like that. Things that maybe were out of their control made them like they are. Isn't that the case with many people? Many people in prison are there because of things that have been done to them when they were kids. And it totally screwed them up. Isn't that the truth? So we need to remember that God loves them. God has a plan for them. He sent them to this earth for a purpose. And it wasn't for the devil to hold them and take them down into hell. That's not his purpose. It's so that all may be saved. All may be saved. So we've got to keep a short account. So remember, faith reaches into that glorious realm and takes hold of all the promises of God. It says in 1 John 5:19, the whole world lies under the sway or the influence of the evil one. But I look at it like this. Yes, he does have influence here, but except where a believer enforces their rights and enforces the kingdom of God. You know, where the enemy might have sway, where there is darkness, say, no, I'm not tolerating darkness there. I'm not tolerating darkness in my school. I'm not tolerating darkness in my workplace. I'm not tolerating darkness in my family. I'm not tolerating darkness in my community. I'm not tolerating darkness in my nation. Amen? This is the body of Christ rising up. I'm not going to tolerate it. I won't tolerate that. I won't tolerate that happening in my family. I won't tolerate it. And we rise up within faith and we pull down and download from heaven, from God's glorious realm. We pull down the promises and we bring them into this natural realm. Isn't that good? You can do it. You've got everything in you to do this, you know. You may say, well, I'm not good enough. Of course you are. You're a child of the living God. And if you're not a child of the living God, come on, we'll pray with you and you can be a child of the living God. It's the best kid to be, isn't it? A kid of God, a child of God. He's the best father. I don't want to be my father to be the father of lies. Satan, he's called the father of lies. My father is the father of truth and justice and peace and love and power and glory. Okay, we're wrapping up here. Okay. Don't even know where I'm up to now. We walk by faith and not by sight anyway. All right, let's just skip through. We're a brand new species of being. You are. Did you know that? The moment you said yes to Jesus Christ, it says, if anyone, in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. A brand new creation. Old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. And all things are of God. If you're a believer, all things are of God in you. All things are of God. Isn't that cool? All things are of God. If you're a believer, I'm a new creation. If the devil brings an accusation, say, no, I'm a new creation. I don't receive that accusation. Amen? All things are, can't you see? All things are of God. You know, and if I missed it, Lord, I'm just sorry, forgive me. Or, you know, it's easy to get back, you know, right. It's easy to stay in that place, you know, where darkness cannot get a hold of you. Just loose it. Say, no, I don't go along with that. I won't go that way. I'm walking in the light as he is in the light. That's what we do. So we're a people who are not limited by this earthly realm at all. We have unlimited access to the glory of God, to the glorious realm of God. Unlimited. God, you know, it says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may receive mercy and find help in time of need. Boldly. You don't go as a sniveling little rat. You go as a bold child of God. You know, how many kids, you know, if you've got good parents, you go boldly, Mum, can I have this? You know, you don't go, I'm assuming you've got good parents, you know, that Mum, you know, can I have a biscuit or something? No, Lisa, you cannot. No. I used to be, you're allowed two biscuits, that's it. And some people just think they just keep eating and eating and eating biscuits. But I don't know, I was just, by the time Amy came along, I was a bit more softer. It's always harder on the firstborn. You know, expect more of the firstborn, eh, Lisa? Sorry, Lisa. By the time the third one comes along, oh, you doing that? Yeah, that's easy. Whatever you want, just go. Yeah. But, you know, God's like that with us. Whatever. Yeah, you're my kid. Come on, yeah. Come and grab it. Look, I've got all this stuff here for you. All this laid out for you. I've got a table laid out for you to eat from, a banqueting table. You know, whatever you need, come and get it. Come and get it. That's what he's saying. Come on, come and get it. It's here for you. Healing's here. Provision is here. Peace is here. Abundance is here. Blessings upon blessings are here. It says he blessings are upon the head of the righteous. They're all over your head. Blessings. You just don't even sitting there. Receive them. Say, what are these things on my head? Oh, blessings. Okay, thank you, Lord. I receive all the blessings of God. Yeah. And that scripture that Lisa was saying, you know, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hey, and forget not, it says, don't forget any of his blessings. Don't forget any of his benefits. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things. So our youth is renewed like the eagles. Woohoo! Isn't that awesome? That's good. Those are the blessings. We say yes to the blessings of God. Father, I thank you for your blessings and your word. Okay, I'm finished. I'm meant to be finishing. Okay. All right. Yeah. So a spiritual blessing is not for the sweet by and by. It's for the sweet here and now, okay? It's for now. Don't delay it. Don't delay downloading your blessings. Don't delay it. Say, God, I'm here to receive my blessings. I'm downloading them by faith. Father, I ask for this and I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Just do it. Just try it. Do it. Just do it, okay? All righty. Okay, so let's just a couple more scriptures. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, so if it's sickness, don't look at what your body's telling you, or don't look at your circumstances, don't look at, you know, whatever you're facing. We do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Doesn't mean they're not real. They're real. They're there for you to download. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are seen, not seen, are eternal. So we don't look at that, but we look to the heavenly realm. We look to the heavenly realm, and it's not so those things stay up there. He wants them brought into this natural realm. So, Father, this is my need. Lord, it's mine. I take it by faith. I download the blessing, this blessing into my life so that what I'm going through will change. It's going to change the physical. It will literally change the physical. It has the power. God's word has the power because there's life in the word of God. You know, God's word is what? Living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And so that word can go into you and it can bring healing, bring freedom, get into your mind and get rid of the stuff in there, free your mind. The word of God can bring provision your way and abundance your way, favor your way. God says he surrounds us with favor as with a shield. You need to claim that. The promise is there, but you know, if we never go around declaring it, it won't happen. Father, I just thank you. You surround me with favor as with a shield. I walk, I'm surrounded. Wherever I walk, I'm surrounded by favor, the favor of Almighty God. Because faith will bring into the natural realm substance which makes all things possible. All things are possible. God wants you to know that all things are possible. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Isn't that good? All things are possible. Second to last scripture. Proverbs 35 says, every word of God proves true. He defends all who come to him for protection. That's awesome. Especially if you had people after you, that would be a good one to have, wouldn't it? But every word of God proves true. He defends all who come to him for protection, whatever you need. And God keeps his promises if we will take them by faith. In the last scripture, Jeremiah 1:12, you have seen well, for I am ready or watching over my word to perform it. He says, you have seen well. God is always ready to perform his word on our behalf. And when you turn up in the throne room of God and say, Lord, I've come here on account of your promise. Go to him and say, Lord, I'm coming into your throne room on account of what you said in this word concerning my life. This is the promise I'm standing on. You said, Lord, all your promises are yes and amen. So I'm expecting a yes for this promise, Lord, and an amen, so be it. Amen. And so we just say, you know, that I'm holding on to this. Lord, I download that blessing into my life right now. I download it. I receive it into my life. And, you know, he will never turn you away. God will never say, get out of my throne room. He'd never do that to a believer. Never, never, never. He would never say, get out of my throne room. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might receive mercy. If you need mercy and grace to help, whatever you need, in time of need, I'm going to meet that need boldly. So he's never, ever going to turn us away. Isn't that great? You don't ever have to think you're not worthy enough to go there. Yes, you are worthy. You're a child of God. He loves you. He paid the price for you through his son, through the blood of Jesus. And so we just can boldly go before him and say, Lord, I take my healing. I take my provision, I take that answer, it's there for me. I download it into my life through faith and start declaring the word concerning what you're believing for. By your stripes, I have been healed, Lord. I take it. I take that. I take that word. I take that promise and its substance. The substance is healing. So change is taking place. So you take it for yourself. Take God's word for you. It's not just there for, you know, the holy ones. It's for everybody, okay? So come boldly into my throne, you holy ones. He doesn't say that. Come into, you know, obviously you may not be too holy because so you can receive mercy. There's the mercy would be quite helpful in a time like that, wouldn't it? So, Lord, I've mucked up big time. I've blown it, Lord. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might receive, that could receive mercy and find grace to help you in time of need. Come, come. That's what he's saying. Come, come on, come on. I'm here. It's open. So I didn't even have to bang at a door. You just walk straight in. How amazing is that? The God's throne room. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, you wouldn't get away with that in Buckingham Palace. But you could do it in the God Almighty's throne room. How awesome. Because you're his kids and he loves his kids and he's got blessings for you there and he wants to bless you so much. So God is always ready. So you see, notice when he said that thing, you have seen well. We need to see God's word well. See what it means. You need to see that promise well. Don't skip over it. Take it. See it. Grab it. Visualize it. Visualize, Lord, I see that. I see it. I visualize that correctly. I visualize that soundly with no doubts and no sense of unworthiness. And that promise is yours. And then you just lift it up to the Father and you tell the Father, I receive that promise by faith. And faith will give substance to the promise. And here endeth the lesson. And for you who have had an Anglican background, here endeth the first lesson. Well, it's the last lesson for today. Okay, so, hey, God bless you. Now, if any of you need healing in your body,